This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, one of our favorite guests does an unbelievable job covering college basketball, Coach Scott Spadelli. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, guys, always a pleasure, man. I look forward to doing these shows with you guys.
Coach, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. Right off the bat, Charlie and I had spoke about this in the first hour. So many reports now coming out of North Carolina that Will Wade's going to take the head coaching job at North Carolina State. And what a phenomenal job he did at McNeese, 57-10, a team that was kind of flat on his back basketball-wise. And then they win back-to-back conference championships. Now I've made it to the tournament for a second time. Your thoughts on the fit with Will Wade, who is from the Tennessee area, so he knows that area very well, the fit with him and North Carolina State?
Well, first of all, as you said, I mean, Will Wade is no stranger to, you know, rebuilding programs. And, you know, obviously he's done it throughout his career, right? The job he did at McNeese, as you guys mentioned, was just incredible. And I think what's really kind of something that I think, you know, Will Wade himself, as well as every other coach right now, I think one of the biggest parts of success is this NIL stuff, right, in terms of being able to generate support revenue and really create as much as possible in terms of NIL money. And I think, you know, when you think about, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of NIL, you know, money that was raised at McNeese, right? And I know at NC State with a lot of the, you know, supporters, the boosters, the people that are going to get behind the program. It's critical right now to the success of any program. You have to have NIL revenue, and you know it's the way of the times. And if you know, either you get with it or you get, you know, you're going to get left behind.
Coach, in watching Duke this year with a healthy Cooper Flag, I said, man, I don't know who's going to beat this team if they get into the tournament. Now, again, you can have a bad night. It does happen at times. But this is as loaded a Duke basketball team as I've seen in a long time. Again, the health issue with Cooper Flag is still in question. But, man, you've watched Duke all year long. they have to be looked at as the favorite here if Flag is healthy.
Well, look, you made a great point. I mean, this is probably the most talented team as it relates to just being able to play at any pace. They can play fast. They can play slow. They've got almost a Noah's Ark plethora of everything you need in terms of having two players at each position. And then you've got tremendous star power. What's really been impressive about Duke is how they've been able to play so well together. I mean, everybody's, you know, trying to make the best play for the benefit of the team to impact winning. And I think that's one of the things that's really overlooked about this Duke team as it relates to not only is it, you know, extremely talented, but how well they play together. But, yeah, they are a favorite. But I got to tell you, in this year's tournament, unlike any other year that we've talked about, you know, this NIL equalizer is for real. And you have a lot of teams right now that have gone into the portal and have experienced players. And, you know, there's some matchups here that I think people are going to be surprised to see some of the results, because I think when you look at the SEC, you look at some of these dominant teams, even all these one seeds, there's a lot of teams here that have experienced players. Some teams actually have some culture, some guys who have been around some of those programs for a while. But by no means, I think, this year you can put a circle around any of these teams, because I think on any given night, just because of the experience and the age of some of these teams that have gone into the portal, I'm saying probably a good 25 of them or so could upset any one of these one seeds on any given night.
Coach, before we get into the first round upsets that I want you to kind of throw out there, which kind of picks you're making, I want to get your thoughts on these one seeds, Auburn, Duke, Florida, and Houston. I mean, I was talking with this about Mike earlier. This might be the year to go chalk with the top teams. Maybe not necessarily, you know, the twos and the threes and the fours and a little bit further down the line, but it just feels like those four teams have just been the best teams all season long. And specifically, you already mentioned Duke, but the way that Florida has really come on late, winning the SEC tournament, and how, you know, I think outside of Duke, they're probably the most picked team to win this whole bracket. And I don't really blame people. When I watch Florida play, I don't know, Coach, I don't see many holes in their game. They got good guard play. They got good big play. You know, they play good offense. They play good defense. I don't really see many things that they do badly.
Yeah, look, any of those one seeds could cut the Nets down. I agree totally with what you just said. And to your point, one thing in the NCAA tournament is, you know, you have to have great guard play. Great guard play is key in the NCAA tournament. But I have to say, guys, I mean, you know, when you look around here at some of these other teams that, you know, these one seeds are going to be facing, you know, depending upon the matchups and who wins, you know, that first game, the 8-9 game, and who they play in that second round, and even the two seeds for that matter, you know, there's a lot of teams here that potentially could catch a matchup that might not be in that one or two seeds' favor and could easily get beat in that second round, depending upon who wins. The other side of it, you know, and you made reference, we talked about this on some other shows, is, you know, look, years ago when I was coaching at Texas A&M, we were in the Big 12. This was years when K-State had Coach Huggins and Beasley and all those guys were there. We were at A&M. We were really good. You know, the Big 12 that year, the old Big 12, you know, everybody was, oh, it's the best conference in the country. Well, what happened was we beat up on each other all year. Mm. And when we got to the NCAA tournament, it took a toll. And we only had maybe one or two teams even advance past the second weekend. So, you know, you got to be mindful of the SEC in terms of how good that league really, I've never seen anything like it in terms of that league being what it was in basketball. And because of that, you know, the mental side of this, you know, with these kids, it's going to be interesting to see. You got to be a little bit mindful to see what this what the SEC toll that it's taken, you know, night in and night out on these teams throughout the year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Coach, when you think about a team that maybe isn't on everybody's radar, that would have a real legitimate shot to get into the Final Four. Now, again, you can say, well, they in the tournaments, they all got a shot. Well, that's true, but some of them got a better shot than others. Is there a team out there that maybe isn't getting as much publicity about themselves that could possibly get into that Final Four?
A lot of it, I think, is going to come down to that first round, you know, game for a lot of these teams. But let me give you a couple games that I think you got to really keep an eye on, right? First and foremost, you know, the media has woken up Carolina Nation. We saw this show years ago when, you know, VCU got in on that first four, and everybody was like, well, they shouldn't have got in over this team and that team, and they got all the way to the Final Four. I think what's happened here with North Carolina is, you know, you're seeing a program now be questioned. And when you question a blue blood program like that, like I was telling somebody the other day, there's no question in my mind that they were going to come out and really put it on San Diego State. And they did. I think you got to keep your eye on North Carolina right now, just because, you know, they're playing with nothing to lose. It's a proud program, and people have just kind of, you know, and unfairly so. Look, you can't look at that selection and just blame the situation, just the timing of it. But, you know, that's a whole other subject. But, you know, you got to look for them. They're going to play with a lot of confidence. The games that I think you got to keep an eye on early, Grand Canyon, Maryland. It's kind of a, you know, years ago, I left Maryland and I went over to Boston College. And I remember Maryland the year after I left played Valpo when Bryce Drew was there. And I remember that game because I recruited a lot of the kids on that Maryland team years ago. And Valpo lost by 3 in a game that they were up in the second half with Bryce Drew. Well, I was coaching this year. We played Grand Canyon. And Grand Canyon is for real. They're really good. And I just think that's a game you're going to have to keep a close eye on here in that first round of a potential upset. I just think Grand Canyon, it's got a lot of experienced guys, as Maryland does. I mean, Derek Queen obviously is as good as it gets, but they got some guys that can match up with him. So I'd keep your eye on Grand Canyon early in this first round as a team that I think, you know, is going to give Maryland fits in that game. Just my opinion. A couple other games keep an eye on is Liberty, Oregon. I think Liberty, you know, the way they play, the old, you know, the coach there that, you know, is coaching there now, used to be Tony Bennett's assistant for a long time, Richie McKay. And so what they're going to do is on every shot, they're going to send 4 guys back on defense, and it's going to make it really hard for Oregon to get out runouts and get easy baskets, and they're going to put them in the half court. This is what Virginia did for years, and it was so hard to score on them in the half court because of the way they defended. And it starts when they shoot the ball. They almost kind of concede the offensive rebound. So I think that game right there is going to be a lot better game than people think. Liberty is a very stingy team defensively because of what we just mentioned. And Oregon is not going to be able, in my mind, to get as many easy baskets in that game. So I would definitely look at that game as a game that you got to kind of keep an eye on. And then, you know, other games that I think, you know, in terms of just some surprise teams that I think, you know, could catch up to you here early on this first round. I think you got to watch this Drake team. They've got 4 Division II transfers that played for their coach at the previous school. It's their first year there at Drake. But again, there's culture. You got to watch culture in the tournament. When you get a team that's got culture, you know, again, you know, that's a very dangerous formula. When you got guys who have camaraderie, connectivity, chemistry, they've played with each other. I think there's a team that you got to keep an eye on. And then I think Utah State is another one. They're going to play zone. They mixed up their defenses with some full court pressure, but they play a lot of zone. And when you're not used to playing against the zone all the time, that could be a problem for you. So there's some teams. I mean, UC San Diego, we beat them last year in a CBI tournament where I was coaching. You know, they're a very, very well-coached offensive team, really fun to watch. You know, they really have five guys out there that all can pass, dribble, and shoot. You got to keep an eye on them. So that's a mouthful for you.
Coach, in the bottom left of the bracket, I wanted to get your thoughts. My last question for you. The coaching that's going to happen between Kansas, Arkansas, and then later on St. John's and Omaha, that little quadrant of this bracket is unbelievable with Coach Self for Kansas and then Coach Cal for Arkansas, Coach Pitino for St. John's. I think it's super exciting. Now, the Kansas-Arkansas matchup specifically, I want to get your thoughts on because Kansas came into the season as the number one team preseason ranked, and they kind of stumbled in Big 12 play. Arkansas and Coach Cal's first year, I know they had some injury issues. They make the run through the gauntlet of the SEC, and they sneak into the tournament as a 10 seed. I think that's one of the first-round matchups I'm looking forward to the most. And then, depending on what happens with St. John's and Omaha, you know, Coach Pitino could be waiting in the second round for either one of those teams.
No question is, you know, coaching heavyweights, right? All Hall of Famers that you just mentioned, you know, together in that bracket. But you know, let me sidestep first and just say about Omaha. Again, Omaha is some guys now that have been around a little bit, too. They've got culture. And, again, I think that they're playing with a lot of confidence. St. John's, the biggest thing that, you know, for all of us out here, coaching at any level, the job that Coach Pitino has done there is just all of it. You got to get behind it and cheer him on because, you know, he holds his guys accountable. I think lost in all of this, you know, this whole thing in sports, we've talked about this before, is, you know, even with NIL money, these kids still have to be held accountable in, you know, in terms of what you're doing as a coach. And he has done an unbelievable job there with a team that, you know, again, if they get the right whistle, I think the biggest thing is what's going to happen, you know, with the officiating because they're very physical. They're going to get after you defensively. Can Omaha handle that pressure that they're going to apply? And it's not really even zone, you know, pressing. It's just them getting up man-to-man and pressing you. And I think that's going to be key to watch. But to your question about Kansas and Arkansas, I think that's going to be a very, very highly that's going to be an excellent game against two teams with excellent coaches. Again, I think both teams kind of, with Arkansas, they've gone through some adversity, but they're battle-tested coming from the SEC. They've got exceptional talent at all five spots out there. Kansas, the same. I mean, they've got some guys, though, that have been there a couple years. And, you know, again, very, very well-coached teams. Heck of a game. I think Kansas, but I do think that's going to be a really good game. Both teams are excellent and very well-coached.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Man, it's been way too long, but, man, we appreciate your insights and, man, everything that you bring to the table, knowing these college basketball teams. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Anytime, guys. Have a great night. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks so much. Coach Scott Spinelli does a great job covering the NCAA and basketball and the tournament. And you saw all the kind of breakdowns and at length gave it to us why he thinks there might be some early round upsets.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.